small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Kyle Dotson.
Kyle, we've got a family affair around the table tonight. We've got your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Your aunt Pilar.
Great.
How are you, Pilar?
Feeling old now that I'm Aunt Pilar.
And you snorted.
I didn't know that was Ezra.
That was Ezra?
Yeah.
And we have child number one, Ezra. How are you, honey?
The best child. Feeling great.
Rita didn't want to come.
She's not as cool as me.
Well, or.
Or she was just tired.
Yeah. Or.
So here's what we're doing, everybody. We are doing part two. I don't know. There could be a part three. I don't know how many songs we'll get through tonight, but we are doing part two of Day of My Birth because we did not get to all the songs that the listeners have sent in. So what we're doing, I'm going to tell Pilar and Ezra, what we're doing is the Patreon listeners were able to send in the song that was number one the day they were born. So we have a list of those songs, and we're going to play those, and we'll add you to the list. Pilar, I know that you're happy to give your birthday out at all times.
Yeah, Aunt Pilar.
Yeah, Aunt Pilar.
God. Do we start with mine? Is that you want to know the day?
We'll wait. Okay. We'll hold it.
It's coming.
Okay.
Yeah, your birthday is actually coming up not too many months from now.
The big ol' 6-2.
Hey! Hey! That's not even funny. Somebody's going to think that. Yeah. You're all fired. I'm getting a new family.
So, she robbed the cradle with me. Kyle and I went to a Dodger game today. How hot was it at the Dodger game?
Very hot.
But luckily our seats were right in the sun.
Mm-hmm. All day. The whole day. The whole time.
No shade cover. Mm-hmm. I bet right now our seats are in the shade.
I've never been so happy to not be at something.
Yeah, we get tickets every year from our friend Janet Marie Smith. And
who is in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
She's in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
I would like to add.
She's fantastic architect.
She has redesigned... like all of the major baseball stadiums.
Not all of them.
Well, but like the ones that are on the, like
Dodger Stadium.
She started with Baltimore. And I guess that's like supposed to be a really, really
and
great.
Didn't she do Boston also?
Fenway Park.
Yep. Camden Yards.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Kyle, are you going to look up and see what ones that she did?
Camden Yards is Baltimore, right?
I think so.
Okay.
She's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's real cool.
Yeah.
And there's not many women that are in the Baseball Hall of Fame. I think only 9 women are. If there's any sports guys out there, you can correct me on that. But she is one of them.
Yes.
So pretty cool.
And she does not know she's getting named on this show. But
no. Well, it's all positive stuff.
It is. She's an avid listener.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like there's a list.
I cannot imagine.
Doesn't seem like there's a list?
Mm-mm.
All right. Nope. That's okay.
Doesn't have a list, Mom. I don't know.
So, Ezra, you are off to college. That's another reason I wanted to have you on because I don't know.
That is correct.
You might not be on for a while.
Yep.
What is the name of the college that you have chosen or that chose you?
Okay. I'm going to Hampshire College in the fall. It's in Amherst, Massachusetts.
And are you excited?
Yeah.
Because it sounds very unexcited.
I'm excited.
You are going to miss the hot California weather.
Yeah, not at all.
All right. Well, we were very excited that you're leaving because it's one less mouth to feed.
What are you saying?
Absolutely.
We're not excited, honey. We're just excited for you.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
And one less kid to drive around.
Yep.
What your dad means is...
no.
What your dad has trouble saying because men sometimes are not in touch with their feelings and they mask it with humor.
But of course we do know when it comes to being in touch with feelings, right? Ezra, how much is your dad going to cry when he says goodbye to you?
Oh,
I already told her
so
I probably
much.
Will.
Oh, it's going to be
I'll just make sure
right?
that she has enough. You know, sometimes when you get hungry at college, you need snacks. So I'll make sure she has enough Tide Pods in her room.
This is so dumb.
She'll
that
be
is
fine.
That is such a, yeah, really dumb.
Kyle, what's new with you? You're back living at the house. Have we talked about that?
I believe so.
All right.
Yeah.
I want to say this. We, Rita and I were back in Hollidaysburg.
Yes.
And, for a week. And we shot a Patreon video. We shot two of them with cousin Eric, or nephew Eric. He's 12. He loves classic rock and roll. And so I showed his one video where he named his top 10 albums and his top 10 songs from those albums. I showed that to my parents, and they watched it like they were watching The Revenant. I mean, they were fixated at it. They thought it was amazing. And they like over, like with Eric, they over, what do I want to say?
Hype?
Not over hype. They over, not congratulate, but they over praise him. Like literally, what did you say they would say after watching it?
Oh, hey, he could be in a movie.
But so he's naming songs he likes.
Yeah.
And my mom, who's 82, is like, hey, I like a lot of those songs too. And I'm like, she doesn't know what these songs are. So like one was Sunshine of Your Love by Cream. See if we have that in there. Mm-hmm. All the listeners know this song. I want to play this for Pilar and
yeah, Kyle, queue up something that he didn't tell you to queue up.
Is that the sunshine?
No, we don't have that.
We don't have it? Yeah, you know it. Yeah, so it's that song. So my mom thinks she knows that song. She goes, hey, Eric, that Sunshine song, I like that one too. And I go, sing a little bit of that for me, Mom. And she's like, you are my sunshine, my only. No, that's not it. That's not it at all.
Nana.
Like she would pick up like one word in the song and then think she knew the song.
Mm-hmm.
It was ridiculous. Like it would be like Hello, I Love You by the Doors, and then she would just be like, Hello, Dolly. Well, hello. I'm like, no, that's not the song.
Oh my God.
So she just, it was crazy. It was a crazy time. But anyway, we're here. It's family night. Everyone's exhausted. I can
tell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know why. I'm feeling like we're all kind of dragged out. It's a Sunday night. We've done really is go to like people's parties and stuff. It's only been 112 degrees outside. I don't know why
Pilar,
we're so
sleepy. As I told you last Thursday, I had a very busy weekend.
Oh, yeah. I loved hearing about Pat's busy weekend. He's like, oh, God, I have so much to do.
I'm going to see Dennis DeYoung on Friday night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Going to see ELO on Saturday. I'm going to hang out with one of our wonderful listeners, Dana McKissick, all day on Saturday. We're going to go to record stores. Then I got to get up Sunday, and I got to be at Dodger Stadium at 1:00 with my buddies. And Pilar's just like, yeah, you're really busy.
Yeah, I was just like, wow.
She doesn't have any
right now, do not, no.
By the way, I want to thank Dana McKissick for taking me to the ELO concert. It was his treat, and I had a wonderful time. We got to hook up with David Wilde there for a little bit. We also, we drove down there with Wes Anthony, who's been on the show, and he has his notation podcast, and it was Wes with his friend of, I think he said 27 years, Rebecca, and we had a great time. So thank you, Dana and Wes and Rebecca, for hanging out with me. And David Wilde, thanks for making the time to meet us in the lobby and say hello to Dana, because he's a big fan of yours. So I just want to get that all out of the way, and now let's move on with the show. Do some music. Ready for some music?
Oh, yeah.
We're doing a show.
Woo-hoo!
Doing a show.
Music.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to play these songs, and you guys can comment on the songs. You can say if you like the song. Ezra, I think you'll like some of these songs. Pilar, I know you'll like some of them. I can see what the second song coming up is. I think you like this one a lot. But our first song, and Kyle, you got to say his name because I mess up every time. I'm going to try, though. The first song tonight, we're going to pick up right where the list left off. This gentleman was born July 27th, 1967. His name is Will.
I don't know because I can't see the paper. Oh, Will Pfeiffer.
Will Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
How do I always say it? Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
I thought it was Pfeiffer.
No, it's Pfeiffer. He's like said
it's
it
Pfeiffer,
in
yeah.
like oh. P-I-E.
He's told us. Fur. He's told me a million times.
Okay.
And
but isn't there a P-F? Isn't it P-F-E-I?
Yes.
Yeah, it's P-F-E-I.
So wouldn't it be Pfeiffer?
Are you? It's his name.
Yeah.
Are you Pilar?
Well, his first name is not Michelle, so we will never know. I think that's what you're thinking.
Okay. All right, maybe.
You're going to have to explain that because people don't know what you're talking about.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, I get it.
That's all.
I thought I understood what you're talking about.
Did you know what she was talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it was only me.
We're all really tired. Should we apologize to everybody?
No.
Just sleepy.
Nope.
Okay.
So his song that was number one the day he was born. Will, this is for you. The band is The Association, and this song is Windy.
I love the harmony on that.
Oh, and we didn't get to it?
No.
I thought you were going to say, I love the harmony on that, but you guys stopped it before the harmony.
No, no, because there was harmony on it. Love it. I love that little.
I don't sing. I'm not a singer.
It's so cool.
So cool. That's a great song. Ezra, what did you think of that song?
It was good.
It's a fun song.
It. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah,
it
that's in your wheelhouse of 60s songs you like.
Yeah.
I'm choking back a burp. Hi. Thanks. All right, let's move on. This next gentleman, he actually told me, he spelled it phonetically for me. It's Dave Malin. Dave Malin was born on, the paper's, what was that? It's right on the crease. We're either going to.
September 16th, 1967.
You sure it's not August?
I'm 100% positive. Okay.
September 16th, 1967. The song is from Bobby Gentry. Here it comes for Dave. This is Ode to Billy Joe.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Such a great song.
Such a great song. I saw Patti Smyth a week ago. The time of this record, and she sang that live.
Ezra, have you ever heard that song?
Nope.
It's this whole story song, and you never really know why he jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge, but I guess the meaning behind it is the fact that nobody really wants to talk about these things. They'll talk about passing the black eyed peas, they'll talk about this, they'll talk about that, but there's something wrong with Billy Joe, and nobody wants to talk about it in town. And then they did a TV movie about it.
Yeah, and in a TV movie, don't they say that he was gay and why he did it?
They try to imply that he was gay and that he couldn't come out and tell anybody.
I was waiting for that. I was like, why was I specifically addressed? And then I realized.
Poor Ezra, she gets all the gay
Ezra,
things.
Ezra, do you like Elton John? Have you heard of K.D. Lang?
Cool. I don't know because it was
there's
so
a specific
long ago.
Thing where you're like, Ezra, did you know? And then like 5 minutes later, and they were gay.
Oh, no.
That's like when my mom, when I talk to her, and she'll say, "Do you remember Mr. Baroner?" And I'll go, "I don't think so. He ran the market." And I don't know. He was the older man, Bill Baroner. He ran the market. No, and the story always ends up with, "Well, he died."
Ezra, it could be worse. It could always be.
You could be the grim reaper.
Well, eventually our friends will die, and then that's what we'll say.
Yeah.
We'll say stuff like, Ezra, do you remember Rich Fulcher?
Oh, no, don't say. What if he dies? Then you're going to feel bad.
I'll edit it out.
Oh, God.
Honestly, I feel like Rich would get a kick out of that. Like,
he would. I'm not going to lie. Oh, did you put a hex on me? Oh, my heart is tightening.
Has Rich been on the show yet?
Has Rich heard this impression you do of him?
No, he hasn't.
You've got to put him on the show. I think he'd be really funny.
Well,
tell him about that impression before he finds out.
We were going to do an all police episode with Rich, but I think we're going to do that with Siegel. So Rich has to, I'm like, Rich, what type of music do you like? And he'd be like, oh, I like big band. You know, it's just like, I'm like, come on, dude, what kind of music? You know, it's just like, oh, I like hymns. All right, let's jump in, Pilar, with you. You are born September 2nd.
Yeah.
19.
Okay, all right.
1966.
Yeah, because even though I'm really old, you're always going to be older.
Mari's
so
older.
That makes me happy. So yeah, September 2nd, 1966.
His entire listenership is also probably older.
It's really not true, because when you're going to see, we're going to have some
hip kids.
We're going to have some younger birthdays coming out. And by the way, don't insult the listeners.
That's right. Be nice.
These listeners are our Patreon supporters. So we
like them. They give us money.
A little money.
A little money. We enjoy it. No, hey, look, I work this Patreon thing.
You're not paid for college.
Prizes. You get prizes.
You like break even on
follow
it?
Back.
Actually,
all
that's
kinds
true.
Of stuff.
I watched your daddy, like, he is so on it with his Patreon.
They can
people. He's like,
people
always,
host.
Yeah. Always doing a video,
better
always
than,
thinking
like
about a prize. I'm the worst, and your daddy is so good.
So did you find out what song was
yes.
number one?
Do you have any clue as to what it might be?
I think I told you one time, but I can't remember.
But that
right
doesn't
now
remember mean I remember, because I am, you know, the yeah. age of being born in 1966.
I think the arms on the table are causing a lot of noise.
Thank I'm sorry. No, I don't know. What was it?
It was Summer in the City.
Oh.
By the Lovin' Spoonful.
Cool.
Here we go.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town.
That's a cool song. I love it. I used to think he said, hot damn, summer in the city, but he says hot town.
I thought it was hot damn too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he said, hot damn tamale. That's what I thought he said.
I thought he said, happy birthday, Pilar. No?
Happy birthday, Pilar, birthday in the city.
This is I'm not like, I don't love that song, but I do love Summer in the City.
Yes, you do.
I do enjoy summertime in the city. So, yes.
All right, cool.
I'm very excited that was my song. Yay, woohoo.
Now, the whirring that we're hearing, Kai, which computer are we picking up on the mics?
Is it the ancient that one?
Yes.
Well, they're
which ancient one?
They're both ancient. Okay. Yeah.
Know
that
one.
There's if you hear a little thing in the back, it's the computer that's ready to blow up.
I also turned off the air conditioning
yes.
altogether.
Yeah, okay. I know. I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm cool.
If we all
I'm hot because you turned it off, but I'm cool.
Okay.
Hot time in Pilar's office. All right. We're not going to do your birthday yet, Ezra, because we don't want to play.
Wow.
We don't want to play a recent song.
Wow.
But we are going to play a song from February 18th, 1976. See, that's not an old person.
Yeah, that's right. What? Yeah. To Ezra.
76.
Right. That's still old for Ezra.
That's 13 years older than me.
13 years
Let's
older than
Let's find someone
you.
In Kyle's ball.
We will. We'll
then
get
we'll
there.
Start talking.
I'm sorry, Chris Combs, that people are saying you're old. Born in February, like me, Pisces. This is a Paul Simon song. Paul Simon, we know, is not a nice man.
Mm-hmm.
But he does have great songs. Great.
Except this one.
You don't like this song?
No, I hate it.
All right, let's just play it.
Wow.
50.
She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover.
Oh, there can't be.
You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Ooh, slip out the back.
Did we change your mind?
No.
Actually,
it's worse than I remember.
I think it's okay, but Kyle, you once told me a story about a particular parody of this song ran in Hollidaysburg.
Yeah, so there's a place called Penn's Cave.
Yeah.
And they had
never been.
No, I have never been either. I've just seen the sign. I don't even know where it is. But they would play this, and it was like a really bad parody of it. It was like 50 ways to spend your summer.
Oh, that's awful.
I think that might have contributed.
And they did say they still used Lee. It was like, but then they rhymed family with it. It was horrible.
That is awful.
Bring the whole family.
Yeah.
No. Oh, so did Sesame Street ever do a parody of this? Because they should have.
Check it out, Kasi.
It's very rudimentary.
Yeah, because like it could teach you anything.
I know there's a clip of Paul Simon on Sesame Street, and he's not very nice to the children.
Is he telling the kids to like be quiet, like stop really touching and stuff?
Don't stop touching it. Be quiet. Now we're gonna play a song. Yeah, Paul, you just kind of gotta let it go with it.
Oh, he plays it with the Muppets on the Muppet Show.
Okay, let's hear. Do you have that? Can we hear that?
Can we hear that?
Yeah.
Just slip out the back, Jack.
I'd like that better.
Dad's animal impression has come up. Please start. Thank you.
It is with the Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
Yeah, they're a great band.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me.
Oh, this is just someone made this.
Aww. People have too much time on their hands.
Stop making things.
It's just like a loop of...
Oh, forget it.
Stop making things on the internet.
All right. Since Rita's not here, then let's find out what Rita is. Her birthday is October 13th.
She's a Libra.
2004.
Hold on, I got to get back to the site.
That's okay. You check it out, Kyle.
It's fine. Did we... You know, I love my youngest daughter, but does she really deserve to be?
Ezra wants
she didn't
to,
show up tonight.
Ezra wants to hear
a
new song.
Learn in our family. Look,
Ezra wants to hear a new song. So.
I don't think I know this song.
Oh, okay.
Really? Who? Okay,
it's Goodies by Sierra.
Oh, that sounds awful.
No,
let's
this
hear it.
This sounds terrible. Horrible. Just like what, just
why?
Like
because it's of this decade. Come on.
Well, you tell me if you like it then.
Well, okay, I will.
Let's hear it.
Make sure you stay out of my room.
Oh, wait, hold on. It's like the video. Let me get to the music part. They're dancing here. So.
You can always look on iTunes.
It was 2004.
That's a number one song.
That's what surprises me. Yeah, because you were 4 years old. That would have been inappropriate for you to listen to
it
at four.
Well, like, yeah, but I'm like familiar with.
Yeah,
I knew.
Like, I've never heard of
Goodies.
Her.
Like underneath it all.
Well, they can't sing. That's just to hide the fact they can't sing.
It's in you, Grandpa.
Sounds like Rita.
Are you telling me that that's in the same category as a 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover or a Hot Time in the City? Hot dang?
Hot damn.
What do we know about that song, Kyle?
Well, I was trying to figure out. There is a song of hers that I do know, but I can't.
Oh, she's
it wasn't
two,
that one.
She's two hit wonder?
It's like a bunch of
she does
stuff. That was
well, in. Maybe I'll have to check her out. Maybe I'll start listening to that music.
This album went platinum. Goodies.
What?
Goodies. All right.
Okay.
Million copies.
There you go.
All right. Let's move on to some of the listener songs. Randy Kaler, September 24th, also 1976.
Randy.
This was such a big song when I was in sixth grade. This was all over the place. A band called Wild Cherry. And Kyle, I'm going to ask you if you wouldn't mind playing that funky music. White Boy.
Yeah. Woo!
To see if that was in a Guardians of the Galaxy movie, but it wasn't.
No.
No.
That seems like it should be.
Could have just asked us.
Well, I like to check.
We're a collective hive mind that probably has all those songs memorized.
It's probably.
I don't believe so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
If I trusted you, I would
it
ask.
It takes them a while to get to the white boy. Like, yeah. I was like, where is it? Where's the only part of the song that I recognize?
That song is actually public domain now, so you can play as much of it as you want.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
That is. Oh, you know, I still believe your dad when he says things in a certain way. Why would I? Why would I believe anything he says?
She still thinks I'm 6'4".
I learned.
All five, right. 5'7", folks. 5'7".
Jeff Scoble. And Jeff spells his name G-E-O-F-F the wrong way.
Jeff?
Mm-hmm. Jeff.
Is there a silent P in that?
No.
Okay.
Elbows off the table, both of you.
Oh, sorry.
That's why we have the arm things here. You're both causing a lot of noise, which is not good.
Sorry.
Jeff Scoble was born May 11th, 1965. This song's by Herman's Hermits, lead singer Peter Noon. And this guy's going to tell us that Mrs. Brown's daughter is foxy. Let's hear it.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare.
It's funny, I don't think we ever find out what Mrs. Brown's daughter's name is. He seems to be more fixated on Mrs. Brown.
Do you think that's what's really going
on? I think
there?
That's what's happening.
You think just using the daughter as bait?
Do you think her name's Stacy?
Stacy's mom.
It's got it going on.
Stacy Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You figured it out, Kyle. The musical conundrum all these years. We figured it out.
This is an adorable song, but I don't think it quite holds up.
I don't think it holds up either.
It kind of sounds like they put Belle and Sebastian in a room filled with helium.
Yeah, that was from 1965. That doesn't get played alongside the Beatles and the Stones mm-hmm. and some other stuff from the era.
Nope.
It's kind of more of a novelty song, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
I think we heard it already.
That was Mike Myers.
Oh.
All right. Now, here's a band I love, and I know Pilar did not really, I don't think, care for this band.
That doesn't narrow it down.
It doesn't narrow it down.
Yeah, really.
There was a jukebox musical about this band. They're from Jersey. They're made up of some boys.
We loved the Jersey Boys.
I know. Do you like the Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons?
Yeah. I mean, I really did.
You do?
After watching that?
After knowing their story?
Yeah, that really...
After that Clint Eastwood movie?
No.
Oh, what a, no, not that
what
one.
What a dog. That's the worst. I would recommend you watch Eddie Money's reality show, Real Money, than watch Clint Eastwood's Jersey Boys movie.
Wow, that's saying a lot.
I know.
Okay.
Because there's at least some entertainment value in the Eddie Money show, because you can make fun of it. You can't... Clint Eastwood's Jersey Boys is so bad, you can't even make fun of it. Like when they turn to the camera, let me tell you, one night, Frankie didn't make it home after the show, and he missed church, and his mom wasn't happy. But when Frankie finally got home Sunday afternoon and flashed those baby blues, his mom was right back in. Oh, so terrible. All right, this song, John Downey was born November 24th, 1962. And this is the song, Big Girls Don't Cry.
No.
Why, oh, why?
Yeah, make him stop. Kyle. This is your aunt speaking. Turn it off.
I actually think I was on key.
No.
I think
weren't.
I was.
No.
You weren't.
Definitely. My headphones aren't on.
How do you still have listeners?
Oh, my God.
How dare you.
Wait, was he a September birthday, too?
He was November 24th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was hearing, like, a lot of Septembers. It seemed like.
No.
No?
No, not really. What's in that coffee?
I don't know. Nothing. That's the problem.
Get better ears, Virgo.
Oh, you're right.
Man, elbows off the table.
Oh, God.
Just
all right.
Pretend like you're at a fancy restaurant.
But if I promise not to hit anything, can't I just...
Okay. But you can't promise that.
All right.
The chairs have armrests.
Okay. Dad, if you cut off her hand, she can't talk.
Right. Well, what am I going to do?
Hey, she's Italian.
No, she's Jewish.
Hey, I'm Jew-ish.
Just keep going.
All right, now here we got something interesting. Tim O'Sullivan thought he would be tricky and get two songs played, and here's how he did it. He was born October 4th, 1974. Now, I think Tim's story was he was actually born in the UK, so he gave me what was number one in the UK at the time, but he also gave us what was number one in the USA, and I think that was his story. And if I'm wrong, Tim, email me and I'll correct it sometime down the line. But first, let's find out what was number one in the USA. This is by, I call her ONJ. You might call her Olivia Newton-John.
Maybe I hang around here a little more than I should.
Great voice.
We both know I got somewhere else to go. But I got something to tell you that I never thought.
My wife is mouthing the words. Why don't you really sing them?
You really ought to know.
Olivia Newton-John is singing.
Yeah.
I love you.
No. Don't ruin this song.
I honestly love you.
Thank you, Kyle.
America and the United Kingdom have vastly different tastes.
What was in the United Kingdom?
Don't even say it. Just play it.
Everybody was kung fu.
Yeah.
Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing.
Ha!
Oh, God. There were funky China men.
Racist.
From a funky Chinatown.
Racist.
They were chopping them up. They were chopping them down. It's an ancient China. And everybody knew their part. From a fainting to a slip and a kicking from the hip, everybody was kung fu fighting.
I would like a mashup of those two songs.
Funky Chinaman.
Like, that could be really fun. I honestly love you.
I honestly love kung fu fighting.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, here's what you got to know about Olivia Newton-John. She starred in a movie called Grease. It's a very great movie for girls because in the end of the movie, it teaches you the lesson that if you're a good girl and you can't get the guy, you got to slut it up and be a tramp.
Yeah.
And in the end, then you get
the movie
the guy.
I grew up on. That was in my formative years.
Yep, that's what you learned.
Exactly.
And look what you got.
There you go. There you go.
And you can fly away in a car.
Right.
What? Where?
Oh, no.
Sandy. All right, let's move on. Rich Richmond. Hello, Rich. Rich engages a lot in social media. Unless I have him confused with someone else.
No, I think that's
doesn't
who it
engage
is.
Enough.
That's Rich. September, listen to this, September 22nd.
I'm just saying.
All the
September
Virgo.
September 22nd.
And the Libra.
1973. Rich, you got a great song. This is a Marvin Gaye classic. Let's hear this. Always makes me think of Jack Black in High Fidelity.
This is one of those songs that has been played so much, like in commercials, and I don't know, the minute I hear it, I'm always thinking of some kind of product or some kind of movie now, which kind of stinks. Although, you know,
making bank.
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of product would would you be selling with the song "Let's Get It On"?
No, I mean, don't
is
think
it like progressive commercials and weird stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah. It's like.
Well, look, like Marvin Gaye's family needs to make some money.
Right? Yeah.
So why not? Yeah.
My friend in college, David Recker, put that as ringtone, and he meant to put it for when his girlfriend called, but it changed it to when his mom called.
So did he leave it?
He like it only happened like one afternoon, but we were like making fun of him forever about it. Yeah,
who's that? I'm with my mom.
And David Recker is also the one that loves Toto's Africa, right?
No, that's my friend Harry.
Harry what?
Miller.
Harry Miller. We got a signature from Steve Lukather for him. I hope he appreciated that.
He loves it.
Okay, great. Do you have it hanging up?
I think so.
He better.
Do you have a podcast yet with all of Kyle's friends? It could just be Kyle and his buddies, and they're all the guests on. No?
All right. Well, mark down what time to edit that suggestion out.
36 right. minutes.
Next up, Karen Landry. Hey, the ladies are making an appearance. Hi, Karen. How are you? November 11th, 1965. One of my favorite songs by the Rolling Stones. These guys are still out there doing it. They're touring up and down all over the place, the states, other countries. And Mick is running around doing what he does. Keith is riffing. Charlie's banging on those skins. And Ronnie Wood's laying down some rhythm guitar. So let's hear a little bit of, boy, I feel like this a lot. Get Off My Cloud. Hang around because two's a crowd. Get off my cloud, man. Get off my cloud. I'm going to tell you one more time.
What?
Get your elbows off that table. Pretend you're at a fancy restaurant.
I really don't think it's making that much noise.
It isn't.
It's not because she's.
That was me.
That was an example of what she's doing there. Yes. Thank you, Kyle. Okay, as we're here, lay it on us. When were you born?
I was born. Kidding. October 22nd, 2000.
Would you like me to tell you
that's Melissa
about the day of
Etheridge's birthday?
Is it? What?
She's gay.
Oh,
no, I'm kidding. Lord.
All right, what?
Would you like me to tell you in detail about the day that you were born?
I mean, is it the part where I pooped all over
you? We could go to that. We could do like labor. We could do anything that you want.
Cool. Yeah. Dad, play the song, please.
Okay, and then we'll tell you some stories.
Do you have any guess?
2000, I have no guess.
Okay. I just looked up what it is.
Is
it good?
Yeah.
It's a song people recognize.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Come On Over Baby, All I Want Is You by Christina Aguilera.
Oh, that's a great song. Great voice. Yeah. She needs to sing more. I know you know. So baby, don't pretend you won't keep me guessing. You won't. Don't wanna play that game with you, baby. Listen to me. All I want is you. Come over here, baby. All I want is you. You know you. That's better than the song Rita got stuck with, for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah.
So what do you want to tell her about the night?
I was just joking her.
Yeah.
Because I just know nobody wants to hear from their mother about the day that they were born. Because it's always like, the labor pain started at 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
What did I do when you were in labor? I was right there beside you. What did I do?
You fell asleep.
And then you got food.
Right, right.
You got to get some food.
Yeah.
There's an all-night cafeteria.
Right,
huh?
Yeah.
Pilar's water broke and she goes,
oh, now that is too much.
But no, because the water breaks.
Oh, no, don't tell. Come on.
You don't even know what I'm going to say.
I know this. Here, this story that you're about to say
yeah.
is not entertaining to anybody and never has been.
Email me. I'll tell you.
This. I think you should tell it.
No, it's nothing. It's okay. Gross.
It's not gross.
Let's talk about music.
Yeah.
It's a natural thing. Oh my gosh. Birth.
Well, I started this, didn't I? Ezra, I'm so sorry. This is what I get. Okay. All right.
This is actual karma. Okay.
Let's move on. We are now up to Michael Bagford. Now, let me tell you about Michael Bagford. First of all, he is the winningest Patreon subscriber. He wins every week. The winningest. Every time we give a prize away, he's one of the winners the time.
Rigged.
It's not rigged.
Yeah.
He's just lucky. Michael, play the lottery because you are really lucky. I want you to tell me in a tweet or in a text if you have always been a lucky person. Because it's all random. We use this Ninja Picker app or whatever you want to call it. Not an app. What would it be?
A website.
Website. And and it picks it. And I use it. And it's on my... what's this machine, Kyle, that I type my fingers on?
That would be a laptop.
Yeah, yeah. So I type it into that. And it's like a magical thing where it connects us through wires. What's it called?
That would be the internet.
The internet, yeah. And then Michael always wins. And it's all random. It's really cool. So, I mean, it's not really cool for the other people who don't win, but it's cool for Michael. So Michael Bagford was born November 20th, 1984. This is a classic by a band called Wham.
Wham.
Let's hear it.
Everything that was wrong about the 80s is in that song.
Well, now we're going to get emails. Now we're going to get, because people love that song.
Oh, come on.
Do you like George Michael's Faith?
I mean, I've come to appreciate it more over the years. Let's just say that. But all that stuff, those pretty boys with their little sugary songs.
Jitterbug.
And the 80s were actually... Really, everybody was terrible in the 80s.
What? You're crazy. We had
1984,
Prince.
1984. That was
the best.
That was the year that I graduated high school.
Yeah, you had Prince. You
Someone
had U2.
Wasn't
you had
popular
Bruce Springsteen.
High school.
Yeah, that was the best time. You had Madonna and Cyndi Lauper.
I don't know.
And you had massive one-hit wonders, but along legendary rock stars.
Just, I don't know.
You were wrong about 1984.
It was also shiny, and it all had that keyboard, that synth sound, and ugh.
Wow.
Sorry.
We're gonna get letters.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, people are gonna take time out of their day to handwrite and mail a physical letter.
Please handwrite a letter.
I'm okay with mom being the least liked guest on the podcast.
No.
You mean on this episode?
No.
On the podcast.
Okay,
no.
I guarantee
the history
you,
of the podcast.
You,
no.
You will like this next song.
Okay. And you're not the least liked guest because Murray's here every couple of weeks.
That's true. That is true. And Kyle, you and I have our least liked guest.
Mm-hmm. It's also Murray.
Who is it? Is it? Well, can you give me his initials?
I don't know what you're talking about. I was just playing along.
Oh, okay. Who? There's one person that was a dud.
Oh,
Rita Dodson.
That's mean. No. They're mouthing
they're
things
whispering.
To each other.
I just tried to whisper with the headphones
person?
On.
Is it that person?
They're whispering to each other like little girls.
Oh my goodness!
As we speak, they're giggling.
Oh yes, yeah. Yes.
Okay, we're on the same page.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
It's
awesome. I hope the mics.
But
pick
if
that
you
up.
If you say this now, this is really bad because people will go back and they'll listen to that episode and then they'll hate on that person and you don't want to do that and no one really wants to hate on me about the 80s. I'm really sorry.
So anyway,
about that.
The initials were PA.
Hey, those are my initials.
No, Kyle and I both know who the dud is.
Okay.
I'll let you
the dud.
I'll let you guys know sometime. Okay, you will like this song. I know you like this song, Pilar. This is David Watson, was born September 3rd, 1964.
Mm-hmm. See, another September.
Another September. This is by The Animals. This is House of the Rising Sun.
There is a house in New Orleans.
So Pilar, 60s, 70s, or 80s, which decade of music would you choose?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. You know what? I really like Motown sound, so probably 60s.
60s?
But
there's
I
some
also
Motown
like,
stuff in the 70s,
I
too.
Always, I also like that really, really like raw, drug-hazed kind of sound of the 70s. Mm-hmm. But yeah, probably 60s.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. What about you, Ezra? What's your favorite decade of music?
I'm going to be real with you, I am tired and like zoned out for this conversation.
Aww,
so
I just ask you what your favorite decade of music was.
It would be this decade.
Okay, I didn't know if you were like confining it to like.
No. I'll open it up to everything.
Yeah, you only gave me three decades.
Yeah,
that's when you stopped
and
listening
I knew I
to
missed,
music.
No, that's not true. I really loved the 90s before I met you.
Oh, okay. You like grunge?
No, I mean, you know, stuff that like K-Rock was playing and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
And, you know.
K-Rock's still playing those same songs.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. So anyway, I just want to put in a vote for that. Okay, okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
What's my favorite decade? I don't know. I honestly like think that there's good music happening right now. I just don't think that all of it is good.
No, you do find a lot of
but
good music.
I don't know, like I like, you know, I like the 60s.
I do know you like the 60s. I'm proud of you for that.
Okay, cool.
All right, here we go, moving on.
Okay,
to Joe Reynolds. He was born January 19th, 1968. This is a band I've never heard of, but I do know this song. But if you said who sang that song, I'd say I don't know who sings it. I'll tell you, it's John Fred and his Playboy band sings this song, and just play the song. I used to think it was Judy in Disguise.
That's what I thought.
It's not. It's
like,
Judy,
it was like Lucy in the Sky with
Diamonds. It's Judy in Disguise.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
We all thought it was Judy in Disguise.
Now it makes way more sense with glasses.
Yeah.
Right.
That she'd be in disguise, yeah. Not flying around in the air.
Instead of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, we thought it was Judy in the Sky with glasses, yeah. Which is, yeah, that's not romantic at all.
I mean,
all.
It makes about as much sense. It makes about as much sense. I just like leaned way back.
Yeah.
Here's a song that Pilar will hate because it's from 1985.
Why is it all about me? Why is
it's 1985. It's 1985.
No, I'm just saying.
I tell you, I hate this song.
There was a certain sound. I don't want to, like, there was some great music in the 80s. I'm just saying there's a certain sound in the 80s. Duran Duran, I'm not a fan of either, but that Wham kind of like.
You get letters.
Know, I know. It's just like some people love that kind of music.
Right.
And some people do not.
Okay.
And they associate it with terrible high school dances.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It. Maybe somebody wasn't popular. Okay.
We're at the high school dance,
working
no one came
through
up
some
and,
stuff.
No one came up and asked you to dance.
Well, it
certainly
wasn't.
Not
it
to
wasn't
wake
really
me up.
Like that. It was just yeah.
She
wasn't. It wasn't. I just wasn't happy.
She wasn't prom king like every
like you.
Year.
Were you? Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of feeling that you were like Winona Ryder in Beetlejuice.
Maybe a little, yeah, a little
right.
bit like
I
that.
Mean,
and in Heather's, and
well,
in
you need to get a wacky ghost living
have
in your
house.
Have
you seen her hair? Hair in the
you
should 80s?
Have said Beetlejuice three times at your house, and you would have had a better time.
And then I, well,
hot Alec Baldwin would have appeared. Gina Davis. Mm-hmm. I just went in. Let me tell you something about the 80s. That's when I had my
Kyle,
big.
Please play the song.
Yeah,
I didn't even cue it up. I didn't even cue it up. I'll cue it up.
Okay. All right, what song is it?
All right, this is Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, okay.
And one of the great songs in 1985 when Jordan Burks, is it Burks or Burkus? I'll say Burks. He was born October 1st, 1985, and this is a big record for Dire Straits. This is a Money for Nothing.
Look at them yo-yos, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Now that ain't working,
talking about the rock stars. Anyway, that's all the hard work they do, though, it just causes a blister.
Gotcha.
Okay. What does microwave ovens have to do with anything? I never got that part of it.
Because he's singing from the point of view of just a blue collar guy.
Oh, and
we've got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchens, deliveries.
Oh.
Look at them yo-yos. That's the way they do it. Play their guitar on their MTV.
Okay.
See what I mean? So the blue collar guy feels that these guys are making all money for nothing. They're not doing any hard work.
Oh,
that's
got
the
it.
Thing.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Now, so Thank does that you. Change your mind?
No. I've come to appreciate the song more over the years in terms musically. But no, I never understood what it was about. Thank you.
All right. Coming up next. And this guy's been here many times. He's a very, very good friend of the show. We love this guy. He sat in on the show. He's hosted the show. Mike Beats.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Beats is cool. He's the debate coach over at Harvard Westlake.
Yes.
Is that his real last name?
Mike Beats. Yeah, it's B-I-E-T-Z. Mike Beats.
Are Whoa. You sure that's his real? Are you really? Really?
Is that
I could ask my name? Friends who go to Harvard Westlake. Oh. They got a Mr. Beats.
There you go.
Yeah, it's his real last name.
Okay. It just sounds like so perfect.
Because he's a music lover.
Right.
Yeah. It's true. I understand that. Yeah.
Mr. Beats.
He was born
Coach Beats.
I gotta tell you something, we get Coach Beats down here, we're gonna win this thing. January 9th, 1976. This is a band I love. I love this band. Bay City Rollers. I'm gonna let them spell it out for you. Here we go, Mike Beats. Happy birthday.
Saturday night, dancing to the rhythm in our heart and soul. On Saturday night, I just can't wait. I got a date. Let the good old rock and roll close the show. I gotta go. Saturday night, gonna rock it up, roll it up, do it all, have a ball.
Mike Beats, as far as I'm concerned, that's a winner. That's a winner. I love that song. Yeah, thank you.
Well, that's one of those songs where, like, I've heard you sing it in the car, like, drumming on the steering wheel so many times that then I listen to it, I'm like, oh, no, this sounds nice.
Do I drum on the steering wheel too much?
Yeah.
But the cool thing is I use sticks.
Well, didn't we get you, like, a little drumstick for the steering wheel?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, like, pen
it's
drumstick
a, it's
thing.
It's a pencil.
Yeah, so that you could actually literally drum on...
Probably not a safe way to teach your children to drive.
Well...
Keep one hand at two and one hand on this drumstick.
Well, you know, it just seems fun.
It is fun.
It's fun.
All right, here we go. This next song, a lot of people think this is an original song, but it's not. This is a cover that has become such a big hit for this artist that people think that it's really her song.
It's Year 3000 by the Jonas Brothers.
No.
I knew it.
First of all, the person whose birthday it is Brian Wasik, W-A-S-I-K. How would you say that?
I would say it Wasik.
Wasik?
Mm-hmm.
Brian Wasik, born April 17th, 1982. Play this song by Joan Jett.
I saw him dancing there by the wreck of the ship. Been about 17. He was going strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me.
Joan Jett's definitely a dream guest. I would love to have Joan Jett in here, but she doesn't live in Los Angeles. She's based out of the, I think, definitely East Coast, possibly New York. But I would love to sit down with Joan Jett. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Who originally
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Who originally does do I Love Rock and Roll, Kai? You want to look it up? Maybe play a little bit of the original for us? Find out what Kyle's up to producing.
Did Kyle do more work?
He's producing.
Yeah, so it was written by Alan Merrill of the Arrows.
Okay, so it's originally done by the Arrows.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it.
Easy for you to say. He's got to find it.
Oh, he's good. He's good with he works on this machine here.
Yeah, what's that called again?
It'd be called a laptop.
I call it my tweet box.
Part two.
Oh, you do that.
We only have a few more songs to go, and then we're done.
I saw her dancing there by the record machine. I knew she must have been about 17.
Mm.
The beat was going strong.
Mm.
Playing my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till she was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till she was with me, yeah, me. Singing, I love rock and roll.
Didn't really change it that much.
Yeah.
It
just changed the genders.
Right, it's just a straight up cover.
Yeah, just pulled a musical No Homo and
yeah.
Different voice.
Although it is more icky when a guy is saying she must have been about 17.
This is true.
Then ooh.
Then if I hadn't thought about yeah. that. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Ooh. I don't like that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. But I mean, back when that was recorded, that was.
Everybody was just 17. Just, you
yeah,
know
whatever.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
yeah.
everything. So, yeah.
Yeah. Even the Beatles. She was just 17. You know what I mean?
Right. Just, yeah.
Just,
it just
know,
rhymes thing. With stuff.
But when Joan Jett saying he must have been about 17, it's kind of different when. A woman sings it and to a 17-year-old man. It just, you know what I mean?
Were
it's a double
you
standard.
That 17-year-old
no,
man, Pat Francis?
No, I would have been so
I know
frightened.
17-year-olds, they are not men.
That's true.
I would be so frightened if Joan Jett sang that to me when I was 17. I'm very scared.
Maybe she could come here and sing it to you in person now.
Oh, I would love that. That'd be I would great. Love that now. When are you going away again? All right, let's moving on to this is a song that PR is not going to like.
Stop it!
I just have a feeling.
I just have a feeling. Don't want to make this
at PR. She just doesn't like any of the songs.
David Daniels was born October 16th, 1984. This is a Stevie Wonder song that was a gigantic hit, I think, from the movie "Woman in Red."
I love Stevie Wonder.
Well,
everybody
he
loves Stevie
is
Wonder.
Just getting ready to call to say that he loves you.
Maybe for the song.
See, I knew it. I knew it.
But what it is something true made up of these three words that I must say to you. I just called to say I love you. I just called to say how much I care.
I'm so glad this isn't a video podcast.
At the time, I probably put that on many a mixtape for a girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
So,
probably did.
So which girlfriend would this be?
Hmm.
Hmm.
Wow.
No. I met a couple of them.
That might have been on a Bridget Agner, maybe a mixtape.
Bridget, you know, Bridget was worth it. She's totally beautiful, really smart,
mm-hmm.
you know. Yeah, well done, Bridget. Well done.
I didn't remember all the 80s synth in this song.
Yeah, it's pretty
until
it's pretty
we started.
Pilar, you're going to get to read this next one because this next one is actually an old friend of yours who came to the show.
Kevin!
And is a big listener.
Kevin Compton!
I don't like to say fan, I like to say listener, but yeah, Kevin's a cool guy.
He's the coolest.
Big Elvis Costello fan.
Mm-hmm.
When I got Elvis Costello's autograph, I had Elvis sign a copy of Trust, and I sent it to Kevin.
Now, I love Elvis Costello. Now, okay. Elvis Costello's 80s, right?
He's 70s and then into the 80s. Sure, that was his heyday, I would say. But now, this is funny because this song, out of all the songs sent to me, I did not know this song. I do know the duo that sings it, but I did not know this song. So here, you can go down the list and you can read Kevin Compton.
Kevin!
So you can read his name, his
Kevin,
date of birth.
I still owe you an email from like 2 years ago.
Introduce that song.
This would be A World Without Love from Peter and Gordon.
Okay, and when was he born?
He was born July 1st, 1964.
Please lock me away and don't allow the
today, here inside, where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
Now, if that's a Smith song, everyone sings that.
Yeah, but have you ever heard that song before?
Really?
Have you ever heard that song before?
Oh, yeah, a million times.
Yeah, I don't know that song. I didn't know that song at all.
It's a nice really? Song.
Yeah.
It's oh, a nice. Wild. It's nice.
And it was like number one. Crazy. All right, coming up next is Carly Anderson. Carly was born January 11th, 1973. She actually wrote me a little story about her song. I'll tell you what her song is, and I'll read the little story. It's You're So Vain by Carly Simon.
Wait, Carly's song is...
Wow!
Had a Carly?
Well,
wait.
Let me read her story, please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hi, Pat. The number one song on the day I was born has special significance because my parents named me after the artist.
Wow! That's so
now,
cool.
Carly Anderson's name is spelled K-A-R-L-I, so it's spelled different from Carly Simon's, but still pronounced the same. It was early 1973, and the number one song was You're So Vain. My parents were big fans of Carly Simon's No Secrets record, so they named me Carly. They got creative with the spelling, thankfully. Thank you for all you do.
Oh, is this one where he's going to cry?
No, no, no.
Okay.
And terrific job to you and Kyle on the James Bond episode.
Aw.
So, let's hear You're So Vain. And this is a great song.
Yeah.
You walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht. Your hat strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf, it was apricot. You had one eye in the mirror as you watched yourself gavotte. And all the girls dreamed that they'd be your partner. They'd be your partner.
Now, Pilar, who sings background vocals on that song?
Mick Jagger.
And you never knew that before until
right.
I pointed it out to you. And then once you heard it, you were like, how did I never hear that before?
Because
it's not buried in the mix at all. It's like right out there.
As soon I didn't as you, know that at all.
Yeah, as soon as you hear him singing, you're like, oh.
You're so fine.
But we didn't play that part of Ezra, so that's why you didn't hear Mick in that. But yeah, when you hear it again, you'll definitely hear him.
Okay, cool.
So Ezra, if we named you after the artist when you were born, it would be Christina, right? You'd be Christina.
Yeah. God.
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
I would have named her.
So not a Christina.
She would have been Aguilera Ray Dalton.
No.
Wait, who would you have been named after? Who was the artist when you were born?
I would have been Beatles Francis Dotson.
No, it would be Beatles.
Beatles Francis Dotson.
It would have just called you Beatles.
Yeah, Beatles
not
Francis
like
Dotson.
George or Ringo.
I would hope not. I wouldn't want to be a George or Ringo. I wouldn't want to be a Paul or a John.
I think you're a bit of a Ringo. I could see you as Ringo.
Oh, peace and love.
Right. What about you, Kyle?
I'd have been named after Michael Damian.
Damian.
Oh, you would have been a devil.
We could have. Oh, that's my favorite. Damian Dodson.
His song is terrible when his
Kyle,
birthday song.
Kyle, you'd be named
song.
After your favorite
yeah.
Robin.
It's the worst.
It's the worst. Michael Damian was a soap opera.
It?
Yeah, he was a soap opera star. That did a cover version of Rock On. Oh, it's the worst. Here, we'll play
I love
it.
That song, though.
Rock and roll, rock on.
Oh, this is terrible.
Yeah, it's
cover.
Awful.
He looks like he's in Rick Nielsen's living room at one point.
Yeah.
It's just black and white checkered.
There's like techno stuff going on. It's terrible. But that's a great song. The original is great. It's really cool.
It's rock fine. On. All right, here we go. David, I think I always say your name wrong. It's either David Salion, Saline, David.
David.
August 27th, 1965, a duo by the name of Sonny and Cher. Rock and peace, Sonny Bono, no longer with us.
Well,
Cher.
For like decades.
Yeah, for decades. It's still rock and peace. Should I not rock and peace, Sonny Bono?
Okay.
I got you, babe.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow. Well,
got me, baby, I got you. Hey, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned. Our money's all been spent.
Cool. We only got three. We only got four more. So we're going to close it out. How long have we been recording, Kyle?
An hour and 6 minutes.
Do you think we have more than four?
No. There was something that was moved at the end of this by mistake. Okay, so. Cool.
All right. Sarah Wilson King. Hello, Sarah. One of our lady listeners.
Oh, I wanted to talk about Sonny and Cher.
Oh, what about Sonny and Cher?
Did you watch the show when you were a kid?
Certainly I did.
It was like one of the only, you know, remember I had those grandparents living with me, so I only watched what they watched.
And they like variety shows.
So they actually watched Sonny and Cher. It was like something that was like slightly more my age specific, mm-hmm. as opposed to like, I don't know, Barney Miller or whatever.
But they would also have old timey actors and stuff on as the guests.
Yeah, but I became... Even as a little kid watching this show, mm-hmm. when they got divorced and stuff,
yeah.
and when Chastity would come out and stuff, I became very attached to Sonny and Cher.
You were invested in their lives.
I was, and it was
did they continue to do the show after they were divorced?
Yeah, so they tried to do the show for a little bit, right? And that broke bad. That did not work, right? And then Cher had her own show.
The Cher show.
For a little bit, mm-hmm. right? And then it was just sort of just wasn't the same. It wasn't. And I think Sonny even tried, like Sonny, no, you know.
Sonny wasn't
But it, I was fly. Just, it was like really defining for me. I think it was like my first divorce, mm-hmm. you know?
It should have prepared you for when your own parents
I know, you'd think, you know, or maybe it did.
Cher was, the writers wrote very mean jokes for Cher to say to Sonny, though. She was always belittling him.
Well, yeah, that was kind of the shtick.
That was the shtick, but that would probably be aggravating after a while, right? To anyone. Even if it was reversed, it would also be aggravating.
Well, if it was reversed, it would look a little abusive.
It would. Anyway, she was about a foot taller than him.
Right.
So she was like ganging up
on him. Well, the whole premise was, how did he get her? That was always sort of the thing. It's like he was out of his league.
Right.
That kind of thing. Anyway, I'm sorry. I just had to have a little dose of nostalgia.
She just had to make the podcast longer.
Are you getting through it?
I'm sorry.
Are you getting through it?
I think I'm okay. Right, cool. Yeah, sorry.
All right, let's move on. Again, Sarah Wilson King, May 16th, 1969. This is a song by the Fifth Dimension, Aquarius, / Let the Sun Shine In. It is a cool song. All right, moving on to Jeff Frank. Jeff Frank lives up in the San Francisco area. He has been down here to visit a few times. Him and I had dinner one night and drinks. Maybe too many drinks
for
me.
Your fans take you to concerts, and they're nicer to you than I am.
Call them listeners. You're very much a share to my Sonny. No, I do like when fans come into town, and they certainly don't have to treat me, but I do like to get together with the listeners.
You've been calling her Aunt Pilar. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
And
that's what you get.
She's Kyle's aunt.
Yeah, but what did you used to say when you and Mom were dating?
Oh, we're dating. And he'd go up, like, we'd go to the movies, and then he'd go, yeah, I'll have one for me and one for my aunt here. And, like, that was, like, your funny joke. And I married you anyway.
Yeah.
The end.
But that was good because they're like, wow, if that's his aunt, she looks really pretty for her.
Yeah, I'm sure that was
pretty sure that's
that
what they
was
said.
What the joke was all about.
Yeah, definitely.
So anyway, Jeff Frank is a big music fan, great guy, and that's all I got to say.
Okay,
he's a good dude, and his song was "Love Child" by Diana Ross and the Supremes, December 2nd, 1968.
Love, but what I feel for you is real love. In others' eyes I see reflected.
this was the era when you could sing a song about Love Child, or Cher could sing about a song about Half Breed, or you could have a song about, Elvis could sing about In the Ghetto.
This is the era when you could be a little on the nose.
It a little seems bit like, on the nose, yes. So
where's the subtext, people?
Yeah, it's, come on. It's right out there. There's no, what do I want to say? All right, let's move on. We got three more songs. Simon Dickey has two songs. He's doing that too. I think this is, again, the song that was number one in the USA and the song that was number one where he was born. So we'll play both of these from June 18th, 1974. The first song is by Bo Donaldson and the Haywards. Mm-hmm. And this is about a guy who should not be a hero.
Billy.
Yeah.
The marching band came down along Main Street. The soldier blues fell in behind. I looked across and there I saw Billy waiting to go and join the line. And with her head upon his shoulder, his young and lovely fiance. I stood, I saw she was crying, and through her tears I heard her say, Billy, don't be a hero, don't be a fool with your life.
Now, I think two of the songs we played tonight, we also played when you were a guest, Pilar, and we did our story songs. We played Ode to Billy Joe, and we played this one.
We didn't do this one. We did Run, Joey, Run.
Are you sure we didn't do this also?
I'm sure. But... I listening to this, like the older I get, mm-hmm. the sadder that song is. Like, do you ever do that? Like you're like you thought it was
who
just like this little,
to? Of course.
Little poppy song, yeah. You know, and then like you're like, oh, it's about somebody like going off to war,
yeah.
And like leaving something.
Yep.
Yeah. It's awful.
It's true.
They're all
I made a mistake here too with Simon Dickey. I didn't read correctly. He doesn't have two songs. What he wrote here was that his birthday, June 18th, 1974, is also Paul McCartney's birthday.
Oh.
That's what he wrote. I thought we were playing a Paul McCartney song too. So I'm sorry about that, Simon. But Simon shares a birthday with Paul McCartney. So I think there's quite an age difference because Simon was born in 74 and McCartney was born in 1904. So.
He was not born in 1904.
Pretty sure.
You sure? Yeah, he wrote that song when I'm 64.
Yeah.
When did that come out?
All right, so we only have one more, so that this has to be our play out. So before we, what did you say? Oh, of course, of course. I was waiting for you to jump in earlier, so yeah.
No, I was, you can host the show.
Okay, well, here we go. Pilar wants to, we're going to try to find it, first of all. Grandma Sadell.
My mom.
Your mom. Mm-hmm. Who passed?
She passed away 2 years ago.
Yeah, which is still seems recently.
Yeah, and her birthday is July 18th, so mm-hmm. it just passed. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about, I wonder what her song would have been. It was July 18th, 1944.
Now, I didn't even know if they charted songs back then, number one songs back then or not.
Oh, I don't.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Now, what chart is this? Is this Billboard?
This is Billboard's top 200. Top.
Yeah, there's one.
Yeah.
There's one? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So July 18th, 1944. Yes. What is it?
It is I'll Be Seeing You by Bing Crosby.
Oh.
Now
okay.
We're all going to cry.
Oh my gosh. This one's from my mom.
I'll make it
laugh. Sadell Pitas.
Rock and peace, Sadell.
Rock and peace, Sadell.
Oh, God.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces. All day through, in that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Kyle, really good. Kyle, who would love that song?
Oh, my dad.
There you go.
And your dad he's going to be 89 this year?
Yep. He's just turned 60. They couldn't have picked a worse picture of Bing Crosby for this, though.
Oh my Aww. Gosh.
What is he?
He looks like he's about to sneeze.
Tell you what, I'm getting ready to backhand my kid.
Oh, no.
Ezra, he's known for knocking his kids around.
I got that. I got it.
What I like to do is I like to fill up a pillowcase with oranges and then hit them with it. Doesn't leave a mark.
That's right. See, he sold orange juice too.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's actually a Family Guy joke, that right there.
Is it?
Oh, what, the one I just said? Yeah. Oh, that's great, man. I should write on Family Guy. All right. Thank
Where's
you.
Where's that time machine?
Damn Thank it. You, Pilar Alessandra, for embracing 80s music that you hate and being here. I'm going around the table.
She's you, at the end of it.
No, we go around.
Go around
you,
the table.
You can be found at On the Page.
onthepage.tv. I teach screenwriting, TV writing, clearly don't teach music.
Well, at onthepage.tv, that's not your
your Twitter handle. I thought you meant the website.
That would be onthepage.tv.
Yeah, you really don't have to tweet me. It's really okay.
It's like not even her.
No, it's me. It's me. I just do but it like reluctantly at once
but you're
a day.
At on the page.
Yes, okay. I am, but try and be kind. I'm sorry about what I said about
but
Wham.
You, but
I'm
you
sorry.
Have... I'm impressed with your Twitter account because you are so legit with your numbers because you only follow four people.
Yep. I follow you.
Yes.
I follow your podcast.
Yes.
I follow Ezra.
Right.
Obama.
I follow Barack Obama.
Yes. And how many?
Or as they say at home, what do we call Barack Obama?
Your boyfriend?
My boyfriend, Barack Obama. Yes. There you go.
Well, he can be your boyfriend. He's the cause of a lot of problems in this world.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Okay, I want to say how many followers you have.
Oh, God.
You have 12,500 followers, and you only follow four people. So that's straight up legit.
Well, you know.
Straight up legit. My dad said it.
Yep. There's, you know, a lot of people who, you know, I get to teach people here and around the world, and then I've got the On the Page podcast and things like that. So I have a lot of very nice people who will, you know, catch a screenwriting tip once a day.
How many episodes of your podcast are there?
The podcast has been running for 10 years. It's called On the Page, and there are 570 episodes.
And just for transparency, we actually let Pilar record here at the Rock Solid Studios.
That's where, that records. Is swell of
that's
you.
That's where she records. So that's pretty great. So, hey, love to have you. And sometimes we're in here and you can't be in here. So that happens. Yeah. So
you're great. Thank you, honey.
All right. Ezra, you now also have
a podcast.
A podcast.
Yes.
You are following.
I joined the
stupid
podcast.
Family
I've
thing.
Done his first podcast. I'm so proud.
It's like when she took her first step. So what is what's your podcast called?
The podcast is called Sincerely Queerly.
I like the title.
You can find it most places that there are podcasts.
Can I find it on Podbean?
Yes.
Yes.
Sure. It's probably there.
Could I find it on Stitcher?
Yes. They all aggregate from things. Yes.
Yeah. Kyle, like, please.
Could
stop.
I find it on iTunes?
Yes.
Yes.
How many episodes do you have?
We have a whole whopping 2 episodes.
Step it up. Are there some in the can that are yet to
be
released?
There's one in the can.
So 3.
There's one in the can that we can't publish yet because we're relying on another person to do something first.
Never do that.
Yeah, don't rely. Sorry. Do it yourself.
No, it's good. It'll happen.
All right.
But yeah, and more to come. It's just a little fun side project I have.
Where can we follow Sincerely Queerly on Twitter?
I have it here. It's at
Thank you,
Squeerly
Kyle.
Pod. So it's SQUEERLYPOD.
Oh,
just,
very good.
Just
very
listen
easy.
To the podcast.
It'd be very easy for people to remember. And do you want individuals to follow your specific Twitter account?
Yeah, sure.
So where can they find you?
I am Ezra Ray with 2 A's at the end of Ezra.
Okay.
EZRAARAE.
Perfect.
Yep.
Kyle, I thought you were saying it was easy for a second.
It is easy.
just go. You need to follow another. You need to follow.
Right.
Ezra's podcast.
That's
going
to make number 5.
Gonna make number 5.
Okay.
I don't know, Mom. You got some pretty good numbers right now. Like
I feel bad
because
I don't follow Kyle. I feel really bad.
I had Kyle blocked on Twitter for a little bit, and I didn't know why. I think I just didn't want you to be able to see my things.
Yeah. Well, yo, yo, yo. Either way, your numbers are straight up legit, Pilar.
Thanks, man.
Kyle, you're at Kyle Dotson Funny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at Pat _ Francis. We are at Rock Solid Show. You can go to rocksolidpodcast.com for all things Rock Solid. T-shirts, the Patreon page. Hire Pat Francis.
T-shirts?
Sure, we do. We have great T-shirts.
You have one of them.
Oh, yeah. You sell those online?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're pretty cool, too. Yeah. I like them.
I didn't know that you sold them.
Through Fluffy Crate. Well, if you looked at the numbers, you wouldn't think we sold them either. So, rocksolidpodcast.com is where you can find all those things. Also, a big thank you to Adam Jones. He created the logo that we currently use. We're going on our second year with the same logo. We didn't really do that in the past, but we do this time. Adam has done many, 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 many pieces of Facebook artwork for us. And he now has his own podcast. And he will no longer be doing artwork for us because he's got his own endeavors now. He's moving on. But we wish him great luck. And he's a great guy. And he's still a Patreon supporter. And we love you.
What's his podcast about?
It's a music podcast. It's a comedy music podcast. What? It's him and Kyle.
On a roll.
And they have topics and they have they have rotating guests, hosts, Murray, April, Christy, and Mike.
What the?
So his music podcast is all about the 90s.
Oh, okay.
So
I believe it's called 1990 what?
1990 what?
Oh, cool.
I think is what it's called.
So you would love it because you love the 90s music.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Also, as far as the Rock Solid Notes go, Joe Van Overberg, or as we call him here, Kyle, Joey Notes.
Joey Notes.
Joey, he found out that doing the notes is very time consuming. And so he can no longer do it. And we're fine with that, Joe. I'm glad that you tried, and I'm glad that you wanted to do it and showed interest.
Yeah, and thank you for doing the ones that you did.
And thank you for doing the ones you did. And it's cool with me. I told you that in an email. So thank you. But Joey, you're still friend of the show.
Do you have somebody else to do the notes?
I don't know. I mean, if someone wants to, you can contact me at rocksolidpodcast@gmail.com. But again, Carrie Scott put together the Rock Solid database, which is really
crazy.
It's who hosted what the topic and all the songs and the artists, and that's crazy. I mean, and she I think she said she was going to continue to update it, and if she does, I don't know that you need weekly show notes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if you listen to the show, then you go read about what happened in the show, or you're going to read the notes first and decide if you want to listen or not. I don't know. So I don't know. So currently, we don't have weekly show notes. If someone wants to do it, absolutely, I'll let you take a crack at it. But thank you, Carrie. She's going to be on soon to co-host with us. She has a great topic. And I guess that's about it. A lot of promoting, a lot of wrapping up today. Saw Murray Thursday night. He's doing fantastic, doing great, looks great. He also showed us a picture that is the most freakiest picture I've ever seen in my life of a person that I know. How do we describe this, Kyle?
It was him
post-surgery.
He had taken a selfie of himself. It was like right after surgery.
Right after he woke up.
And he had like two tubes like still in his stomach.
With blood coming through them.
Yeah.
And then you could see his scar?
You could see his scar, but it was all like yellowed with that like disinfectant stuff.
Yeah, I told him he needs to use it for his profile picture. If you look at it, and his head's cocked in a weird way to take the selfie, he looks like Ex Machina. It's really freaky, isn't it?
I want to know.
Looks like he's a robot.
What kind of 16-year-old girl is Murray that the first thing he thinks about when he comes out of surgery is gotta take a selfie?
I think he had said he was like he looked and he couldn't believe it. It was like, give me my phone.
Give me my phone. I got to take this.
Wow.
It's a once in a lifetime thing. Oh, but Murray's doing great. He looks really, you know, because he was looking horrible. I thought he was going to die, but he's good now. So, okay, here we go.
I need it on the record. You're so worried about him.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know if he's going to be okay.
Yeah, Pat was talking about him so much, like every single day. Yeah. We give updates all the time.
Guy's a healthy guy.
Yeah, like I know that you make fun of Murray on the show and everything like that, but people don't know.
Don't pull back the curtain.
You love him. You love all of your co-hosts.
Way to go.
I'm sorry.
And Murray sitting in a tree.
Way to go. All right.
But yeah, he's back to surfing, back to doing stand-up. He'll be back here soon. So.
Yeah.
unfortunately, he is back to doing the show.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, unfortunately, he's back to doing stand-up.
Oh, no.
Okay, Murray, we love you. And Kyle, I cannot say this person's name. Can you pronounce that person's name? This is our playout song, everybody. Thank you, Pilar. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Ezra.
This is Damiana Dimock.
Okay.
That's what it looks like. November 16th, 1983.
Happy birthday.
And this is All Night Long by Lionel Richie.
Oh, Pilar's going to hate it.
Oh, stop.
Well, my friend, oh, my God. Pilar's dancing on the ceiling. What's that feel like? That's got to be a feeling.
Throw away the work to be done. Let the music play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along.